Jake and Amir watch Table Read Table Read alone.
Don't get close to me.
That's fine. I'm not gonna get that close.
You're gonna injure Finn.
Jesus. All the time. I use this face every day.
That's insured, baby.
It's insured.
Welcome to Jake and Amir Watch Jake and Amir with Finn Wolfhard. Mm-hmm. We shot an episode last week, I guess, which was Jake and Amir Watch Survey. We're back. Sure. We all got back together 2 weeks later. How was your 2 weeks off, by the way?
It was good. I realized that I didn't wash any of my clothes, so I just kind of put them on.
Oh, yeah. We were all sort of wearing the same clothes.
I don't know if I was wearing this sweater, but yeah, I was wearing a blue sweater, but I wasn't wearing this sweater.
It wasn't a crew. Yeah. I remember it being a giant turtleneck that kind of went over.
Oh, I was, a turtleneck hoodie. Yeah,
with it was kind of like Marvin the Martian kind of style.
In the style of Marvin.
Yes,
but
that's
not a full Martian
suit. And at the end of the episode, you were like, press play.
That's right. Yeah. I remember that now too. Yeah, I was also wearing a skort. I think now I'm wearing gray pants, but I was wearing a gray skort on the day.
All right. Well, we're back now.
It's a skirt. Skirt short.
Nice. Very nice.
Half skirt, half skort.
Yes.
This is Jake and Amir Table Read. What do you guys remember? This was a huge group shoot. It was me, Jake, Murph, Emily. Vinny was there, perhaps?
Yes. I do. So I think I remember, I think this is the first time we say Pussy Sandwich, which is Emily's name.
That makes sense.
I apologize, Finn.
No, there's a few names that you, I think you, at one point you call her Myra Cunt. Wait, there's a few of them, so I don't know if this is the episode. Which I think.
Right, because like this is one of those, I think this is the first one, first table read, but then we like do more table reads because we had fun with it, I think.
Yeah.
I also don't know if this is like our introduction of Murph and Emily in the universe, or if we did that during Secret Santa. If that was the first time,
yeah, I think Secret Santa is like, it's a picture of Murph and he looks good.
Right, which Emily improvised and then we like ran with that.
Yeah.
And then it turns out that she was actually in love with him.
And now they're married.
So,
art imitates.
Congratulations, Murph and Emily.
You can't tell that these videos didn't do any good because they led to at the very least one relationship forming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a couple more ending.
All right, let's see how it goes.
Hey, you're watching Jake and Amir.
Told you that would suck.
It was fun.
I agree.
Hey guys, thanks for coming. Let's start the table read.
Oh, you mean the anal bead.
Everyone, you look for approval, no one laughs.
Everyone should leave right now. Yeah. Table read.
Bad opening.
Anal bead.
Anal bead.
So the rest of everybody is interns? There's Hallie Cantor. Is that Hallie on the left?
No, that is not Hallie.
Just another intern?
Another intern. I think there's two interns that I recognize but don't fully remember. Maybe Anu is there? I can't tell. Is it Jenny Jaffe? I guess we'll see.
All right.
Vinny Staple.
Of course. He's always the distress leader who's sort of over life.
I believe this is the first time I was growing a beard.
It rhymed.
I meant.
Murph thinks it's funny.
So we're written this week at this table, and then I get a sense of how to direct them.
I am the weakest link. Good night.
Amir, let's start with your script.
Your reaction to that was like, you gotta stop talking, man. You got it wrong so fast.
I said one bad joke and then I tried to save it with another one. We're only 20 seconds in.
It also wasn't a joke, it was a saying that you got wrong.
You can't do anything right.
I am the weakest link.
Good night. You had it right all the way up until the last syllable.
Good night. Goodbye.
I'm also very pale in this episode. As are Murph and Emily. I wonder if it was a winter thing.
It's gotta be winter.
Because it's by far
the most viral.
The longest is what I was gonna say.
It reads fast.
It doesn't.
It reads fast.
Yes.
That means he took the time to read the whole thing.
Right, because he knows that it doesn't read fast.
Right.
He takes his job so serious. Yeah. Why doesn't it read fast? Because it's all scene direction. aren't all your scripts just like two, like just
way
one?
Too much. This is too much scene direction. Yeah, there's a. We'll press play and watch a little more, so it's not as long this episode. But I remember there is a specific line that you have where I think it's like Amir writes his first screenplay, and you go, and it's like just a general note. He goes like. The character is awestruck by his emotion, and then you're like, you know what? This is too much scene direction. Out of all the things you could have called out.
I'm so nitpicky.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Jake, why don't you play Daryl McMexican?
Wow, such an offensive name.
Yeah, right? He's like a rogue CIA agent with a heart of coal.
McMexican.
And Julia, why don't you play his girlfriend, Pussy Sandwich, which works since that's your actual name.
Which works. Which works because that's your actual name.
I just called her Julia. Julia, you'll play Pussy Sandwich, which works because that's your actual name. Emily, huh? Somebody sent me a picture once of you. It was a picture of you and it said Pussy Sandwich on it. Do you remember something
that?
Like
is a
that?
Classic.
Yeah. Did you do that?
Yeah, it was an accident. I did put that on an accident. I remember you know when you like go for the, well, I have a private account,
so
no one can.
A Finsta.
A Finsta.
Nice.
And I thought I was signed into that and uploaded a picture of me between two cats saying Pussy Sandwich, which I then realized soon after I posted on my.
Holy shit.
10 million little girls.
We ruined your life.
People thought it was funny. It's
That's
boring.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was a joke.
It was just a, I'm fucking with you. Jesus. Little snowflakes.
What did I say?
Julia and then Pussy Sandwich.
Yes, I think we're saying the same thing.
No.
Oh, are we not?
No.
Right, anyway,
are we not? You looked in for approval.
This is very dumb behavior. I can't even say the same word twice. It's like, you say pussy, Julia, I say Emily. I think we're saying the same thing. No, we're not.
Sorry,
okay,
huh?
And you know, improvise, have fun with it. But stick to the script, that's the most fun you can have. You know, I'm married to the script, but I'm willing to cheat.
The exact opposite of what you just said.
So confusing. Look at your face.
You have a fucking vendetta against this guy. Immediately.
You've tripped over your words nonstop to start. It's just such a ping pong.
In the minute he wants to start the script, you're immediately so mad at him for interrupting you.
Improvise, but stick to the script. I'm married to the script, but I'm willing to cheat.
So improvise
it's
or not?
Nothing.
Have you worked with a director as insane as me?
No. Yeah, I've not worked with a director that told me to improvise and then immediately afterwards told me that he's married to the script but willing to cheat. No, I don't think anyone's that fucking
insane. And couldn't
insane.
Learn your name.
Right.
You
no,
can
I'm,
save that
I actually heard
you...
that's M. Night Shyamalan's actually. That's his method.
interior doesn't matter. Day. A shot of an empty room for 3 hours? We can't do that.
Mm. We'll see.
We'll see.
Hero, Daryl McMexican. He looks just like Jake. A buff and a cool.
You're into it.
You're really into it. A buff
like
and a cool.
I can't breathe.
Cut. Sorry. Yeah. You're improvising.
First of all, you said we could.
Which is fine, yeah.
Second of all, I'm not improvising.
As Daryl grabs his heart, not just his chest, but literally he grabs his heart. His
just things that are hard to produce.
81 years young, jet black hair, like a jet, has Pussy Sandwich for a name.
Daryl.
A description of someone.
Jet black hair. Black as a jet.
Black as a jet.
Jet black.
And like part of her description is that her name is Pussy Sandwich. Pussy Sandwich enters, jet black hair. You say black hair twice and then you reiterate her name. Her description is a sandwich. Pussy Sandwich, jet black hair, black as a jet, Pussy Sandwich.
Oh yeah, very nice.
She has Pussy Sandwich
as a name. That's her big quality.
What more do you need to know?
Much for my liking, but that's fine. Let's keep
not going. Improvising at all.
It's me, Pussy Sandwich. I'm buxom and blonde as the sun.
So immediately,
I like how she's turning Murph on
by saying the most unattractive line she could ever. What is she? My Daryl.
I'm buxom and blonde.
I'm buxom and blonde as the sun, or something like that.
Meanwhile, you just said she had hair as black as a jet.
Yeah.
Also, it's really like Murph and Emily are married now. It's crazy to see them here
holding hands,
not dating, but improvising, being into each other.
That's right. Art imitating wife.
Indeed.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
And I want to know more about you. Are you a foodie?
Okay, great. So here comes the emotion.
I'm so angry.
Say whatever you want.
Immediately goes dark.
I'm also like delivering these lines to Murph now. Like, I don't know. I'm just reading what's on the page.
I think that is what happens in the rest of this.
Yeah, Murph's not even in the script yet. He's just an innocent bystander.
Yeah, I think that is what ends up happening now.
That makes sense.
Jake, what are you wearing around your left wrist there?
Oh, you know what?
Is it breast cancer?
That was like I was dating somebody and we each had this.
Friendship bracelet?
It was like a friendship bracelet. That's what it was.
Ugh.
And it ended up pretty good. Oh no.
Moira, come back.
I guess you could imagine that anybody that makes you wear a promise bracelet is not a
probably
relationship.
Probably not going to last a while.
Also, yeah. In the earlier Jake and Amir's, I was wearing a promise ring on my middle finger.
Jesus, what's up with you and making all these promises to
yeah. that I cannot keep.
Yeah, obviously clearly. Not, yeah.
We'll see how this one goes, baby.
It's not on your finger anymore.
Oh, shit. Into a grave.
It fell in the vent.
Crux of the whole piece, as it were. Please. As always, improvise.
Peace and Murphy's almost crying.
Verbatim, I can't stress that enough. Stick to the script, so.
Pussy's on the first page.
It's at a high-pitched queef. We can't hear it, but everybody knows.
So this is my parents' favorite line in any Jake and Amir. It is, pussy sandwich was at a high-pitched queef. All the dogs go crazy. You can't hear it, but you know it's there. That's my parents' favorite line of it.
So as scripted, it's such a high-pitched queep that no one can hear it.
That's right.
But you know it's there somehow. You know it's there.
So much the direction.
Your parents are cooler than mine, because they would hate that line if my parents heard that.
I mean, they just support their son.
That's beautiful.
Knows it's there for sure. Dogs from around the
I'm looking around.
Jenny Chaffee and Anu, I was right.
We hear thuds, barking.
Conover. Great Adam Conover
cameo. Flipping through, you can't find the actual scene number.
not even in the wide shot. We just sort of put him in an insert.
Yeah. I love how seriously everyone takes their job at this company that they're like, they're doing you like this.
The courtesy of finding the scene number.
On page two of like a 200 page script. Yeah.
That it makes absolutely no, I mean, it's like a Zodiac letter. It makes no sense.
These dogs want to get in and see what's what. They know it's coming from pussy. What they don't know is how or why.
The dogs have an
Kiss
arc
me,
now.
Fool, taste my tongue, you Gaylord fool. My hair is as red as a green apple.
Whoa!
My hair is as red as a green apple.
Her hair keeps
He's looking
changing.
To you, back to her, back to you. You're trying to explain, no, this is not me. I did not write this.
You know, a Patreon stretch goal, like a real stretch goal, is if we make $10 million, we could actually produce
make this movie.
Thing.
Yeah. The majority of the money will go into the sound budget of producing a high-pitched queef that makes no dogs go crazy.
Yeah, and like animal handlers.
Just do a dog whistle.
Dog right. movies are
You're
expensive.
Hired.
Yeah, sorry. Executive producer Finn Wolfhard.
Emily is getting more and more turned on the angrier Murph gets.
Yeah, right. That is a running joke.
She's going.
Yeah, she loves the chaos.
Sure.
Murph.
Yeah.
Murph thinks this is real? Like, what would make him be this mad?
Maybe at some level, Murph knows that the chaos turns Emily on, so it's this crazy little tornado cycle thing.
Okay.
And you, I wonder if you know.
so scared.
I'm frightened.
You're crying.
It's my tongue!
She's talking, she's saying,
are you really talking to my girl like that? Are you really? I'm not talking!
Emily loves it. I think that she just decided to make it like that. We didn't write it
like
that.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. We're not that good writers.
Murph is like, are you really talking to my girl like that? No, obviously. The whole point of this thing is that I'm reading what's scripted by this guy next to me.
It's so interesting how Jake's IQ from this series like is sometimes so like the normal guy, and sometimes he just is the dumbest, as dumb as a mirror sometimes.
Yeah, when I'm challenged.
Right, you get so frozen.
Oh my God, she's talking to me! You are! Okay!
I didn't even write this! Amir wrote this!
Okay, what's going on here, huh?
He was improvising!
He was improvising. He's like the Joker.
Did that actually hurt
like a
when
high
he grabbed
school
your
bully.
Head?
No, I don't think so. No, it didn't hurt.
Look at that picture of you. You look so different than what you usually do.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
You look angry.
I don't know.
Sad.
That's his normal resting face.
That's what he looks like when he's taking a nap on an airplane too.
My favorite thing was getting punched in the head when I had the long hair. Oh!
Your ass is mine, McMexican! Your ass is mine!
He's calling me Daryl McMexican. That's it.
Oh, man.
Solid ending.
Is there a postscript or is it a call to action?
Let's see.
I don't know what happened back there. I lost it. I love you so much.
I love you too.
And I feel like I need to work on my anger problems.
No. If anything, I want you to be angrier, crazier. Can you do that for me?
Absolutely.
So did Emily come up with that weird?
Yeah, that was like 100% we could find the script and that that ending is
not in there.
Not there. I don't think so.
So Emily wants Murph to be more emotionally and physically insane.
Yeah, and that, I mean, that's like an that's a villain origin story.
Sure. Right? It's like Harley Quinn and the Joker.
Yes.
That is it.
But a dumb version.
That one made me laugh a lot. What would you guys grade it?
Give it a B plus.
B plus. I just go with whatever Finn does.
That's cool.
Yeah, it goes whatever what I say.
Yeah, I was going to say A minus to A because one, a lot of people involved. That's a fun shoot.
Yeah.
Two, Murph and Emily were very funny.
The Conover thing was a
nice throwaway. Yeah. The Adam Ruins Everything shout out.
Sure.
That was branded content for his show. Adam Ruins
At
Everything.
At the time, yeah.
3 years before it existed.
Of course, yes.
And that queef line is also very funny.
Okay. Right. Yeah, then I'll give it an A minus for the queef
line. I'll give it an A minus for the queef line. Yeah. Me and Finn.
I think you were just
together.
Brothers.
Weird.
Bad
Such
hands.
A small.
We're still locked.
We're a little.
He won't let go, man.
The worst doing, amount of overlap.
He's doing whatever I do. So. Jay, can you give me water?
Yeah.
I'm kidding, man.
All right.
LaCroix.
LaCroix for Finn.
No, you're gonna have you to get have yourself. To get
it. Okay, 1 second.
No, you can.
I'm not gonna fuck with you.
I'll just wait till we're wrapping.
I'll stick around. Yeah. All right.
Thanks all for right. watching. We'll be back, of course, next week. Appreciate
thanks
your
for
time.
Having me.
Yeah, maybe you'll come back in 3, 2, 12, 15, 25 weeks.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Oh, okay.
We'll be here.
Okay, cool.
We can't
I was gonna
leave.
Say years.